APAY's Markets Plus decision not transparent, New Mexico regulators say, written by Elaine Goodman, and read by an automated voice. A New Mexico Public Regulation Commission workshop March 13 aimed to restore trust between the commission and El Paso Electric after the utility's surprise announcement in January that it planned to join SPP's Markets Plus. The PRC held a series of workshops last year to explore issues related to two competing day-ahead markets in the West, Markets Plus and CAISO's extended day-ahead market. During a workshop in August, EPE representatives said they hoped to conduct further studies comparing benefits of the two markets. They indicated they would present results of the new studies to the commission before choosing a market, a decision they expected to make in the third quarter, according to Commissioner Gabriel Aguilera. When EPE announced its choice of Markets Plus on January 24, many were taken by surprise, including the New Mexico commissioners. "The last thing I wanted was a surprise filing or announcement by a utility that they're joining X market," said Aguilera, who has been leading the workshops. "APAY's announcement surprised me. And it surprised a lot of people. It was not transparent," Aguilera added. "And I really hope to bring transparency back into this by having this workshop." Commission Chair Pat O'Connell said the workshop was important to reset the relationship between the PRC and EPE. "When you say you are going to do something, you've created the expectation. And then when you don't do it, it breaks the trust," O'Connell said. Emmanuel Villalobos, APAY's Director for Market Development and Resource Strategy, said the utility had misrepresented ourselves in saying the new study results would be shared before making a market announcement. "We are deeply sorry for that miscommunication," Villalobos said. In addition to hosting the series of workshops last year, the PRC issued a set of guiding principles in late October intended to help utilities make a day-ahead market choice. Brattle Group Study. During the workshop, Brattle Group Principal John Sue Collies presented results of a recent study completed for EPE, which looked at benefits of day-ahead market participation if the utility joined Markets Plus and Public Service Company of New Mexico, or PNM joined EDAM. PNM announced its choice of EDAM in November. The new study was a follow-up to Brattle's previous study that projected annual benefits for EPE of $19.1 million a year if both New Mexico utilities joined EDAM versus $9.1 million if they joined Markets Plus. The updated study projected annual benefits of $6.6 million for EPE if the utility joins Markets Plus but PNM goes with EDAM. But Brattle's figures changed when the consultant incorporated estimates of the value of the Eddy County tie, a 345 kilovolts transmission line that connects EPE with the Eastern Interconnection. With the Eddy County tie value factored in, APAY's annual benefits would be $19.3 million if both New Mexico utilities join EDAM, $20.1 million if they join Markets Plus, and $18.8 million if EPE goes with Markets Plus while PNM joins EDAM, Brattle projected. With the new study showing a smaller difference in monetary benefits among the different market scenarios, EPE weighed other factors in its market decision, including governance, reliability, and resource adequacy, and Markets Plus seemed to be a better fit. "Market participation must be viewed holistically, considering both financial and operational realities," EPE said in a presentation.